Time for some fun with 12OC this morning. Our 12OC Takeover brought to you by Town & Country Federal Credit Union. Local helping local. Baby, you, me, me. 12OC Takeover this week on 101.9 POR. There's only one of you.
Only one. I'm the only one that made it today.
The cheese stands alone.
Your Reed is in this morning from 12OC. Your brother Will is on vacation, correct?
Yeah, I decided because I'm a good boss, I'd let him have some paid time off. So
did he go somewhere or is he just chilling?
He's in Carolina right now.
Oh, he really is away.
Yeah, he's gone.
Why are you on vacation?
Because not all of us get to just play all the time. Uh-huh. Some of us actually have to work and keep the business going. So I've had to play a couple shows by myself, some solo shows. And, I've just been kind of keeping the ball rolling.
We like it when Courtney sings solo.
La, 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 la.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, solo, we can't hear her. Hey!
Oh.
Come on.
Can we talk about your medical incident?
Yeah, I'm heavily concussed right now.
Oh, no.
I saw this on Instagram, maybe in your story the other day. And it was just suddenly a picture of Reed in a hospital bed.
Looking funky.
Saying something about watch out for the nightstand.
Yes.
Yeah. I looked back and it didn't make sense.
Oh, no.
What I wrote, I don't think. I think I said look out for the nightstand with your head. I don't even know if that's proper grammar.
Yeah.
Well, you're concussed.
I was very...
I'll tell you what you said because I screenshotted it.
Oh, so. Great. Here we go. Pull it right back up.
Watch out for nightstands with your head.
Oh, my God. You did say it like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at the picture. Look how goofy.
Yeah.
I was not doing well.
Were you medicated?
Yeah.
I wasn't, actually.
You weren't medicated in that photo?
That was all natural.
We're going to share on POR's Facebook in a minute.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was working out in bed. And
working out in the bed, like doing crunches or something.
Yeah. I was doing crunches in bed and, I got up and I go to take a sip of water on the nightstand and I passed out and hit my head on, another nightstand, a wooden nightstand.
Oh,
I got knocked out and I had a seizure while I got knocked out. Yeah, I was out for like a minute straight or something like that. Like seizing up. My eyes are in the back of my head, like groaning, like the whole nine yards.
Was someone else home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
My girlfriend ran in and was like pushing me, like slapping me and stuff. And I woke up after like a minute and I was like drenched in sweat. And I don't really know what happened. And I was just like so confused and stuff. And then she made me go to the ER and I went and, I'm not bleeding in the brain, so I'm good.
Thank goodness.
Seizure,
it was pretty wild. I've never had a seizure before, but I hit my head so hard that I literally seized up.
That's really scary.
Wow.
Yeah. It was different. I don't know. But I'm good now.
You
should
be careful.
Yeah.
Wow.
No more crunches in bed, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Did anything like good happen to you? Is it like Christmas Vacation when Cousin Eddie comes up and they're like, oh, look, her eyes aren't crossed anymore. Yep, got kicked by a mule. Her eyes went crossed, fell down a well, they got uncrossed. Oh, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. I think I got it backwards.
It was close. You had the premise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually feel like I don't know. I feel like a little bit clearer, which is weird.
Knock some sense.
Like I felt like I went in and when I was in the ER, I just couldn't stop laughing.
No.
And everyone was like, What is wrong? Like they rushed out to me and they put me in a wheelchair because they thought I was gonna have another seizure.
Oh my God.
And like I was just like sitting there just laughing because my flip flops matched a chair. And then they hooked me up and stuff. And they took me out to do a little CAT scan. I was laughing because it looked like a donut. And everyone was great. I went to Biddeford and they were all great. They were very fun.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very
unbelievable.
Fun group.
Wow. That's crazy.
My daughter-in-law is a nurse there. I wonder if she had you.
She may have seen me. I don't remember anything.
Wow.
I don't remember anything, but yeah.
Don't do that again.
Was
bad.
I don't know. I plan not to pass out.
Or have any more seizures.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I don't know. It was so strange. It was so scary, though.
That was frightening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, you think about it. Like, if I hit, like, anywhere, like, if I hit, like, an inch to the left or anything like that, I could have been, like, paralyzed or something, which is crazy. That's what the doctor was saying. I was like, that's wild. Like, everything would have been over right there.
Dude.
Right.
That's awful.
I'm not going to work out ever again.
And then the band would have had, like, a memorial tour.
Oh, no.
No, I think the key is to not work out in your bed, if that's what you actually are talking about.
I'm not sure
if it's code for something else. You were, like, alone in your bed working out.
Doing crunches.
I was doing crunches.
The bed is not, it's a soft surface, not good for athleticism.
I don't know. I like like it because it doesn't hurt my tailbone when I go up.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sense,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Just get a yoga mat.
Get a yoga mat.
Stop passing out.
Yeah, you can fold it up.
I could steal my mom's probably. She has one.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, she was worried.
I'm sure she was. Yeah. That's what moms do.
I said,
I saw
exactly.
a video of like what it looks like when you get a hit, like hit your head and your brain literally goes plop, plop against your skull.
That's
like, it's so
to me.
Bad.
Did you feel a plop, plop?
Yeah,
definitely.
Something comes out your ear, you're like, uh-oh.
How long do they make you stay awake?
They don't do that anymore, apparently.
Seriously.
What?
They told me to just go about my day and, like, no rest.
What? Did you play sports in high school?
Yeah.
So you never got a concussion then, but I'm sure you had friends or teammates who did.
I've
so do you have to do, like, post-concussion testing now?
No.
What?
They don't do anything. I don't know.
Wow.
I've had like one.
Maybe that's just for like a sports thing.
Maybe, yeah, like a really big TBI or something.
I don't know. But I probably need a lot of testing, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Figure out what's going on.
Not just for this.
No.
Yeah. I think way before that.
And with that, let's call it done. Thanks, Reed, for coming in for the 12 takeover.
Thank
no
you.
Music this week because I don't know what that would sound like. So.
Bad.
12 takeover with John, Joe, and Courtney on 101.9 POR, brought to you, as always, by Town and Country Federal Credit Union, local helping local.